Hello and welcome to Guided Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 182 and we are going to touch a little bit today on goal setting. I love this quote, goal setting promotes failure. Back up your success, only hard work and commitment will prevail. So that was the title in my new book, A Guide to Wealth and Fortune, Self-Develop, Lead and Grow. And in chapter 2, we talk about goal setting. So in goal setting, we find using a template or blueprint can help and guide you to your goals. So it is important to remember that this may change along the way, and the path may lead us to where we least expect. However, if we stay true and to the end goal, we will succeed. So first, we will need to determine 5 points. I like to call them the 5 points. So point one, number one, is really we need to define what you want. So first, establish what you want. For those who know what you want, that's great. We'll talk about that in a later episode. However, for those who aren't sure about their goals and what they want, then this will help a lot in your life in all areas of decision making. So in logic, proof by contradiction is a form of proof that actually establishes the truth or the validity of the proposition by showing that assuming the proposition to be false leads to that actual contradiction. So in other words, if you find you are struggling to even establish a goal, or find you have many and no clear pathway, then this takes some what I call you work. Yeah? So really, you need to find some time to write down truly what you want. Are you wanting more money? Is it more love? Is it more happiness in your life? Only you know these questions. And coaching helps to draw that out of you. So are you wanting to create a legacy? Are you wanting to help more in your community? Whatever it is, you must do the homework and take some time to honestly ask yourself these questions. So point number two is we need to find congruency. So congruency is important when goal setting. It must be in tune with your beliefs and your visions. And sometimes those beliefs are old beliefs or they may be new ones. But with coaching, sometimes we change those beliefs in you. And that's part of what coaching actually helps you to do. It helps to bring these out so you can really truly write your goals down so that they are achievable. Because if you keep striving for the same goal and you never get there, then there's either a belief pattern that needs to be changed. Two, it's not really a goal that you really want. You know, you're either doing it for someone else, or two, again, it's not really a passion of yours. So we need to clear that, find out what's going on and why you're not achieving it. So finding harmony can make or break a person. It can take someone from where they are and excel them forward, or if there is a lack of harmony, it can cause unwanted pain. And it's only you have to and you must have inner peace. We need to find a purpose and align this with your goals. So we need to learn to be congruent and with what your body and your mind are telling you. So you really have to learn to listen to your intuition. Now, they're just the first 2 points. As you know, those who are following me regularly on here, I don't like to talk over 5 minutes. So tomorrow we will raise the other 3 points. And hopefully that is enough for you. Please re-listen to this, write this down, and listen to it again. They say if you listen to something 10 times, then usually that's good. But even just 3 times is enough. I really recommend that you write it down, you really read what you've written, and then work on those 2 particular points. So I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thanks.